Chafetz Chaim, Yoimi, day 76. And we're in the middle of talking about the halachas of telling Lashon Hara to somebody, whether it's mutter or asr, to tell about someone who is doing an avera ben adam le chaver. So if a person is doing something like such as stealing and doing other such things from one person to the other, can a person go ahead and let people know that this other feller is stealing and doing such other averas? Now, Chafetz Chaim is going to talk about another Isser, that's been adam lechaver dege isser, which is, guess what? Lashon Hara. Lashon Hara is an isser ben adam lechaver. So now, if there is a person that sees that Yenna, a man, a fellow, is going ahead and he's telling Lashon Hara about someone, right? Can he go ahead and tell Lashon Hara about, right? Reuven sees that Shimon is saying Lashon Hara. Can he go ahead and tell other people about Shimon that he's a Baal Lashon Hara? And the Chafetz Chaim is going to get into what the details are. A person sees that person saying Lashon Hara on his friends. Right? So that's about Adam Chaver. So we'll cover it here in this part where we're talking about Averis of Ben Adam Chaver. If the things that we mentioned before, the seven details are all fulfilled, then he's allowed to say mutter lefarsim goydel gnus hamisaper hazeh lebnei adam. He's allowed to tell over this how terrible this man is that he's saying lashon hara to other people. In other words, he's allowed to say lashon hara about a person who's saying lashon hara because it's been adam lachaveroi and it's mutter. V'chol ze einoy moyel rak im belav hachi gam kein kvar nisgala adover. Now, one of the big caveats here is that the person Reuven saw Shimon is saying Lashon Hara. Shimon is saying Lashon Hara about Levi, obviously. He's not saying Lashon Hara about Reuven. He's saying Lashon Hara about Levi. Now, does Levi know that Shimon is saying Lashon Hara about him? If Levi knows that already, then Reuven can go ahead and tell people. Why? Because Aval Ima Dayan Lo Niskala Adover, Levi doesn't know yet that Shimon is going and saying things about him. Also, Sapa Adover Lachem. So Reuven can't go ahead and tell other people. Why? The Chavruch Chavri is like a person. Everybody has friends, and these people are going to go tell other people. Umeili Niskala Gam Adover Gam Loi, and therefore it's going to get back to Levi. So what's the problem with that? Okay, it'll get back to Levi, right? Bechlal Rechilusu. That is considered Rechilus. So Reuven has now a hand in the fact that Levi will find out that Shimon is saying Lashon Hara about him. And therefore he has a hand in that Rechilus and he's not allowed to. So Lashon Hara, where you're telling people that for a Teyelis, that they should stay away from somebody who's saying Lashon Hara is fine. But if it's Rechilus, telling the victim of this Lashon Hara, that there's a person that's saying Lashon Hara about him and giving the exact name of the person and all that, that's already Rechilus, and that's not allowed. That is not considered one of the allowed in these circumstances. And then for sure, to go ahead and now, if Reuven wants to go ahead, instead of telling other people, now he wants to go ahead and tell Levi that Shimon's telling Lashon Hara about it, that's for sure. Shadibra Olav, that he's the one who's speaking about him? No, because that's Rechilus. Even though he's trying to strive for truth, uphold the truth, he means it lekanos. He means it for the l'shem shemayim. Still, he's not allowed to, because that's Rechilus. Is that Rechilus Gemur? That's exactly what Rechilus is, telling somebody that there's someone else who's telling something about him. Even if a person who's a lowly person, right, an amoritz or whatever, somebody who's not considered a chashav a person, is saying bad things about a chashav a person, and he wants to get him to stop. So he wants to go over to this chashav a person and tell him, you know, this amoritz is saying bad things about you. You're not allowed to, because that's rechilus. Even if it's Reuven's father or his rav, he's still not allowed to tell him rechilus about you. Now, again, not Rechilas, but go back to the other case where he's telling to other people. It's mutter to tell other people. Right? One of the big caveats that we said before is that Levi has to know that this is being said about him, that Shimon is saying lashon hara about him already. It won't come to that he's causing the Rechilas. So he said, even if he doesn't know yet, sometimes he's allowed to go and publicize with other people. If he sees that it'll actually come to real benefit for him, that he's telling other people. And again, he doesn't. Let's go back to those seven. All of those seven are being part of this. That he is actually getting all those seven details. Those seven details are in it. Now I'm going to explain what I mean by inyan atayelus. So that the person who's learning Sefer Chafetz Chaim, us, should not make a mistake about what Tayelis is that he's talking about right here. Right? So for give an example, that a person he sees that he's going and he's telling other people. He's going around from person to person, right? Reuben is watching and he sees Shimon is going and saying one person, the next person, the same story about Levi. Again and again and again. He's going from person to person, telling them this Lashon Hara, right? He sees in the nature of the person that is this Shimon that he's telling, that he's the one who's telling over the Lashon Hara. And how juicy the story actually is. Just like he's telling it over in front of him, in front of Reuven, right? He told it to Reuven also. Now he's going to tell it to other people. Just like he told it to him, he's going to tell it to other people. He's going to go from there to other people. He's going to put Levi down to other people. And especially from what we said, right? So when Shimon came to Levi and to Reuven and he told him the juicy details about Levi, right? He told him all the Lashon Hara. He said, no, that's Lashon Hara. You should really stop. You should not be telling this over. You shouldn't be telling it to me. You shouldn't be telling it to anybody else, right? And so he gave him Musar. He tried to get him to stop. And he didn't accept. So he's going onward and he's telling other people. And this is a known thing that where we're at right now as a general public, kim'at kulanu nechshalim b'lashon hara. Almost all of us are nechshal in lashon hara, ubefrat b'kabbalas lashon hara, and for sure in the iser of kabbalas lashon hara, b'karav adaver. And this thing could happen. It's very very common to happen. She's kabbalas lashon hara shalai, that when he tells people this juicy story about Levi, that they will accept it and they will believe him. And then the Reuven may come back and say, listen, what you just heard from Shimon is not true, or whatever, or you shouldn't have been listening to him, or you shouldn't be mekabelit. It's going to be hard for them to remove it from their hearts, because as we know, that the first person, that when there's a machlokes, or when there's two sides of a story, the first person that's heard is usually the one that is given the most credence, given the most belief. Person believes it most. The first one that hears, Kid Tzadik Harishon, this is a pasuk of Mishlei, Tzadik Harishon Beriba, the Harishon Beriba, the first person that's heard in an argument, Tzadik, ends up being thought of as being the one who is righteous or correct. It's definitely a good thing to do. Sheyaktim, that this Reuven should go. He sees Shimon is going to a crowd of people, one to the next, to the next, to the next. Sheyaktim is atzmai. So then, therefore, Reuven goes over to the next guy in line that he sees that Shimon might go over to. V'yarech lefneim, go to avos amarach. You see Shimon. You see how he's going from person to person, telling over his story. He's telling lashon hara. When he comes to you, just know what he's saying is lashon hara. You're not allowed to believe it. You're not allowed to be mekabel it. You're not, and you have to tell him not to tell over the lashon hara. So go to avos amarach. He's going to tell him how bad it is that he's saying lashon hara. And he tells them how this man is telling over lashon hara when he shouldn't be. For things that he didn't do wrong. So that this person who's the Baal Lashon Hara that's coming around and he's telling them also, they'll already at that point say, we've been warned. We know what you're coming to tell us. Please don't say anything. I'm not listening, right? Not only that, but they'll tell him, you shouldn't be saying this. It's Lashon Hara. Stop saying Lashon Hara. And this person, now, so another tale that's coming out of this is that this person will lose his steam of telling the story to other people because when he sees that people aren't listening to him, when he sees that people are not being mekabel as lashon hara, they're also holding him for derogatory. They're looking down upon him. It's a negative thing on him in their eyes. Yishmar is atzmim mizev al laba. Oh, so he's going to take a lesson from this and not go around telling lashon hara in the future. And this kind of way is bevadei mutter. Again, he has to have in mind that this is his intention. His intention is not just to somehow get back at Shimon or to be bad to him for any reason. So he's helping that Levi save Levi from pain and from embarrassment that Shimon is telling Lashon Hara about him. The Gamas Nefesh Amasapa, and he's also helping Shimon because he's stopping him from future Lashon Hara. And the person who's in the crowd that's going to be hearing it. From getting punished for saying lashon hara, from becoming lashon hara. The gam yikaimu al yodai mitzvah saseh derechacha, and he also through this, it's not direct because he's telling other people sort of to tell him, but at the same time he's being mekayim the mitzvah of hechech tachichas amisecha by giving the person who's saying lashon hara, Shimon, derechacha, again indirectly, but it's still going. Yashikayach, and have a great day.